Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY 2025 earnings conference call of Elecon Engineering Company Limited, hosted by Asian Market Securities. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the belief, opinions and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements do not guarantee the future performance of the company and it may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand over the conference to Mr. Mayank Bhandare from Asian Market Securities. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Asian Market Securities, I welcome you all to Q1 FY25 earnings conference call of Elecon Engineering Company Limited. We are pleased to have with us management team represented by Mr. Priyashvin Patel, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Ayush Shah, Non-Executive Director, Mr. M. N. Nanda, Head of Care Division, Mr. T. K. Basin, Head of MSA Division, Mr. Sandesh Shah, Group CFO, and Mr. Nasimhan Raghunathan, CFO. We will have opening remarks from the management, followed by question and answer session. Thank you and over to you, Priyashvin.
Thank you, Mayank. Good evening and a warm welcome to everyone on our Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. We have uploaded the press release and investor presentation on the stock exchanges and the company's website. I hope everyone had an opportunity to go through the same. I will start with a brief introduction on Elecon, followed by business overview and strategy. Post that, shall hand over the call to Kamlesh Shah, our CFO, to discuss the financial and operational performance for the quarter ended June 2024. For those who are new to our company, let me introduce you to Elecon. We are extremely proud to state that Elecon is one of Asia's largest providers of gear solutions. Our extensive products range serves diverse industries including cement, steel and power. In India, we are holding a leading position in the industrial gears market. Our leadership demonstrates our ability to engineer products tailored to customer needs while leveraging global technologies to create high-quality, high-performance solutions. This expertise and manufacturing capability positions us well for global expansion. Over the years, Elecon has established itself as a resilient and reliable partner, consistently meeting the needs of its customers. Our ongoing investments in R&D and new product development have positioned us as a unique solution provider, known for reliability and offering products with the shortest lead times. In recent years, we have focused on expanding our presence in the international market by establishing a robust distribution network across 85-plus countries. Our continued investments in brand-building activities has enhanced global acceptance of our products. Additionally, we have secured orders from several prestigious OEMs across various regions, providing valuable references that will help us further penetrate these markets. Aligning with our focus on international business, our overseas revenue grew by 18% year-on-year for Q1 FY25 and is now contributing 34% to the overall consolidated revenues, up from 27% in the same period last year. We remain committed to achieving our goal of deriving 50% of our revenues from the overseas markets by FY30. Now, I will provide updates on our two segments, the Gear and MHE divisions. Starting with Gear division, it remains a cornerstone of our business, contributing approximately 85% of our overall revenues in Q1 FY25. This substantial contribution highlights the division's critical role in our company's success. Our product portfolio is among the most comprehensive in the industry. This extensive range gives us a distinct competitive advantage, allowing us to cater to a wide spectrum of customer needs and preferences. Our commitment to research and development and new product development is the only constant in the country. With over 7 decades of industry experience, we have refined our ability to understand and anticipate client needs. This expertise enables us to offer an extensive range of both catalog and engineered products tailored to meet the diverse requirements of customers across various industries. Our dedication to provide tailored solutions for our clients has resulted in a steady increase in the proportion of engineered products in our revenue mix over the years. These engineered products not only meet specific client demands, but also enhance our value proposition and competitive edge in the market. Domestically, we continue to lead the market through unmatched quality and services. Our strong relationships with our customers and OEM who consistently prefer Elecon are a testament of our commitment. Internationally, we are committed to expand our partnerships with OEMs. Those which we have signed during FY24, prototypes for several have been supplied and orders for the others have been commercialized. Our strategic efforts to increase our presence in the overseas markets have yielded positive results. The revenue share from our international markets has risen to 34% in Q1 FY25, up from 27% in Q1 FY24. This growth is a testament of our effective brand building activities and the strong references we have established. With these solid foundations, we are confident in our ability to further increase our share of overseas revenues. For the quarter ended June 2024, our consolidated revenue from the gear division was 334 crores compared to 361 crores in FY24. This decline is primarily due to slower order inflows during the quarter influenced by the general elections, which affected both from private and public. However, we anticipate that post-election stability and government support for infrastructure development will positively impact our customers and consequently our business. Turning to MHE division, we are continuously concentrating solely on product supply and aftermarket services. This realignment, coupled with government's robust emphasis on infrastructure development, has significantly contributed to the division's return to profitability. For the quarter ended June 2024, our revenue for the MHE division was 58 crores compared to 54 crores in Q1 24, and we achieved a remarkable 192% year-on-year growth in order inflows, mainly from supply of equipment. We remain highly optimistic about the continued strong performance and future order wins in this sector. Our large product portfolio and expertise built over the years makes us the preferred choice of vendor for our customers in large MHE products. We are optimistic of the MHE division and closely monitoring its growth and profitability to enhance the overall performance of the company. Lastly, at Elecon, we are steadfast in our sustainability journey having set ambitious ESG commitments. We are actively prioritizing the transition to renewable energy sources. Additionally, we place a strong emphasis on employee welfare and safety, conducting numerous programs to promote these values. With this, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Kamlesh Shah, our Group CFO, for financial highlights for Q1 FY25. Over to you, Kamlesh.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, everyone, and a very warm welcome to our Q1 FY25 earnings call. I will now take you through the highlights of financial results for Q1 FY25. Our consolidated revenue from operations for the quarter ended June 2024 stood at Rs. 392 crores as compared to Rs. 414 crores in the same quarter last year, a degrowth of 5% on YOY basis. A domestic market accounted for 66% of the revenue and balancing coming from the overseas market. Our revenues from overseas markets stood at Rs. 133 crore in Q1 FY25 as compared to Rs. 113 crore in Q1 FY24, a growth of 18%. EBITDA for Q1 FY25 stood at Rs. 92 crore as compared to Rs. 100 crore in Q1 FY24. The EBITDA margin for the quarter stood at 23.5%. Tax margin for Q1 FY25 stood at 18.7% as compared to 17.6% in Q1 FY24, registering an improvement of 110 basis points. Moving to the segment-wise performance, Gear division accounted for 85% of the revenue, while 15% was contributed by MHE division in Q1 FY25. Taking about the Gear segment, consolidated revenue from operations for the quarter ended June 2024 stood at Rs. 334 crore as compared to Rs. 361 crore, down by 7%. The dip was large on account of slow order inflows and uptake by customers on account of softness in manufacturing activities on account of general elections in India. The EBIT for the quarter stood at Rs. 79 crore as compared to Rs. 89 crore in Q1 FY24. The EBIT margin Q1 FY24 stood at 23.5% as compared to 24.6% in Q1 FY24. The order intake for Q1 FY25 stood at Rs. 396 crore, down by 11% on YOY basis. Order in hand is Rs. 598 crore as on 30th June 2024. We are optimistic about winning new orders across sectors throughout FY24. Moving on to MHE division, revenue for the quarter stood at Rs. 58 crores as compared to 54 crores in the corresponding quarter last year, growing by 7% YOY. EBIT for Q1 FY25 stood at Rs. 15 crores as compared to Rs. 12 crores in Q1 FY24. The EBIT margin stood at 26% as against 22.8% in Q1 FY24, increasing 320 basis points on YOY basis. The increasing is largely on account of better product mix and after sales. The order inflow during the quarter ended June 2024 stood at Rs. 149 crore as compared to Rs. 51 crore in corresponding quarter last year, up by 192% on YOY basis. The open order as on 30th June 2024 stood at Rs. 349 crore. Furthermore, our total consolidated order book, including both divisions, experienced order inflows of Rs. 545 crore during the Q1 FY25, and the total open orders as on 30th June 2024 stood at Rs. 947 crore. We continue to make progress in the recovering funds through arbitration efforts. As on June 30th 2024, we have received Rs. 6.5 crore out of the total awards of Rs. 33 crores. Furthermore, we have initiated fresh arbitration proceedings with a total value of 31 crore during Q1 FY24. Out of that, we won arbitration for Rs. 10 crore, and the outcome for the balance amount may take 1 to 2 years. We are confident of a positive outcome. I would also like to highlight that the consolidated net free cash surplus stood at Rs. 500 crores as on June 30th, 2024. Lastly, we stick to our stated guidance for FY25 and are optimistic of achieving the same. On this note, I would like to open the floor for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Kashyap Zaveri from MK Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir. I have few questions. The first one is on our revenues from exports as well as overseas operations, which has seen a fairly strong growth this quarter. And if I look at our annual report, you know, last year we had seen quite a bit of growth probably only coming from our UAE subsidiary. So what's driving this growth in the first quarter and versus about 34% contribution this quarter? Where do we see it for the full year? Should I, you know, go with all the questions right now or?
Yeah, Kashyap, can we go one by one so that it will be easy for us to also remember, you know, answer or specifically. If I give the answer, so if I give the answer about from which territory we are getting the growth, we are getting the growth from presently, if you say in Q1 FY25, the growth is coming from Middle East and USA, and the same is also supported by Nordic and the mainland Europe countries also.
Okay. And, yeah. For the full year?
And for full year also, we are getting the same growth momentum from these three territories, where we are quite confident to grow.
So the concerns that we had about some of these economies not doing well, is that sorting out now?
No, if I give the answer, because
in terms of macro?
Now, if you see our market share in the global business, in the global market, our business share is quite very low. We can say it's minuscule. So far as the other territories are concerned, mainly on account of Europe. So Europe as well is struggling from supply chain management issues. And because of that, they are looking for the China plus one kind of things. And that is where we are getting the traction also.
Okay, okay. Second question is on the margin. You know, if I look at our overseas subsidiary margins for 24, we have seen quite a bit of expansion coming from our UK as well as US operations. In fact, if I look at Radicon Drive Systems, the margins are almost about 28% in FY24 from the annual report. So what's driving that? And in light of, you know, expansion in overseas margins, you know, also expanding for the full year, will we do better than FY24 in terms of overall margins?
As we also last time also we discussed, you know, we are also on the present on the growth mode. And for that, we have to incur the cost on account of brand building and also strengthening our business development team. Further, this time also we are having the, you know, business from OEM also. So consider that we sustain that, you know, the margins which we already did last year, and we are thinking that the same will continue also.
But what's driving this, you know, margins of about 28% in U.S., and, you know, in fact, UK also saw margin expanding to almost about 16%.
And sometimes it happens, you know, there is some one-off kind of orders where we will have the better margin also. So it is not that every time the same kind of margin will be there. But yes, definitely we will have the sustainable margin which we already spelled out.
Okay. And last question is on the divergence in growth. Now, in the press release as well as in the previous conference call, you had mentioned that, you know, elections will drive some slowness in the order intake. But the same, you know, kind of impact is not visible in MHE, which is also dependent on, you know, the CapEx as well as, you know, some of the, you know, PSUs also being our large customers. So why that dichotomy, you know, that one has seen growth in orders as well as revenue, But the other division probably has struggled this quarter.
So in MHC division, we got an order from the private sector.
Okay,
so that
large, it was a large order.
That was already rolled out, CapEx plan of the customer, and that is what we got it also. Whereas here in gear division, because sometimes it may come positive, we are working with, some conservative approach.
Okay. Sorry, just one last question from my side. We ended March with about cash and cash equivalent of about 460 crores. But our overall other income for the quarter is just about 4.5 crores, which is, running to about just about less than a percentage point yield for the quarter, or annualized about 4%. Why would that be so?
I think our in other income is also, this time for Q1 is also good amount. It is not 4 crore.
Okay. My mistake. Sorry. Yeah, it's about 14 and a half crores. Sorry.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. I'm done. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Kashyap.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Zaveri. Our next question is from Mr. Harshit Kapadia from Elara Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Very good afternoon. Very good evening to everyone. And just a few questions from my side. We do understand, the election has led to the result slowdown or order inflow slowdown. But let's say in Q2, the 400 crore run rate which we had been, inching up from last year onwards, do we expect that to exceed to 450 crores per quarter? Is that something which is visible, considering you would have applied for a lot of tenders and probably you may be getting some of them? So based on that sense, if you can give us a idea.
Yes, Q2, our generally, if you see historically, Q2 and Q4 are always, better compared to the Q1. Q1 is always lowest as a quarter. Because it's just starting the, end of the year, the new quarter it is there. So it is always lowest. Then, the peak is coming up from Q2 onwards. So we see a good traction from Q2 and also the Q4. And we believe that, the same process will continue in this year also.
Okay. And on continuing with the order inflow part, we have seen a lot of ordering being happened on the power equipment side for the thermal power projects. So when do you think some of that will get flowed down to Elecon Engineering? Will it happen in this year, or do you expect that to happen in next year, both on the products that we have?
Normally the time period taken is between 12 to 18 months. So we are expecting that it would materialize into an order for Elecon next year by the first half or maybe beginning of the second half.
Okay. And would it be fair to say, since this is a segment where, a lot of other players have exited, so the chances of winning for Elecon has increased?
Yes, definitely so.
Okay. And you had also mentioned that you would be changing a strategy on MHE from EPC to product, and then you would also be looking to tying up with an EPC company, so you don't completely miss out on the opportunity size. So has that JV or that collaboration with the EPC company started, or are we in the process of selecting an EPC player and then trying to bid for the projects there?
See, normally the EPC company with whom you tie up varies from project to project. It is not a general tie-up specifically for all the projects. So it will be based on case-to-case basis. As and when an opportunity arises, we would be tying up with such kind of EPC contractors.
Understood.
Making sure that, we have favorable payment terms and conditions in such a way that we don't get tied down in the entire execution.
Understood. And very surprised and positive surprise to see the MHE margins now inching about 25%. Just wanted to get your feedback, sir. Is this number which would be sustainable, or there could be some high value execution which you would have done and possibly the reason why this number was higher for this quarter?
So we already spread out the 20% plus margin for MHE is sustainable. So it's all based on the, the product mix and the, the revenue mix also, which is, we'll have that, positive or the otherwise impact on that. So far the margins are concerned. But I think so far as the MHE is concerned, 20% plus, margin is quite sustainable, and we are optimistic to do the better than that.
Understood, sir. Thank you and wishing you all the best.
Thank you,
Ashish. Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Nirmam from Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. So some more questions related to the material handling division. So we have seen very good order inflow numbers. So when do you think that this division can, achieve a 1,000 crore revenue mark? And assuming that the demand is there, how prepared are we to, operate at those levels?
If you remembered earlier, we were operating at a turnover of almost 600 to 700 crores a year. So, as far as we are concerned, we are fully geared up because we have got large manufacturing facilities, and we have the potential to scale up reasonably easily. Okay, this is also not considering the fact that we can also do a large amount of subcontracting. So the potential is great, and if the opportunity arises, definitely we can scale up to that extent if required.
Okay, sir. And so second part related to this, so are we seeing any export opportunities in this division, and are we willing to, pursue export opportunities here?
While we talk, we are expecting an order from the African continent, okay, which should be in our hands hopefully by tomorrow. Okay, it is not a very large order, but just to say, it is for exports. We have also given reasonable good offers in the Middle East territory of ours for material handling business. And we expect that a good amount of these would be converted into orders.
Okay, sir. Another question is, the government's focus on the inland waterways and the marine sector. So, do we have the capabilities, or do we have a partner for marine gears, and how big can the opportunity be?
We are right now producing gears for inland waterworks, as well as other similar kind of requirements for a European company.
Okay.
And that same products can also be utilized locally if there is an opportunity, and we will definitely do so.
But sir, any number on how large the opportunity can be in India?
It all depends on how much of investments come through and how much of investment would lead to ships or boats being built for that requirement. And also, this is difficult to ascertain as of now. But we are keeping our eyes and ears open.
And this also depends upon the government policy, how it is able to expedite this, all the processes.
Yes, sir, got it. And sir, one last question related to the capex that we are putting. So the 200-250 crores capex that we'll do, the machineries that we'll will we purchase the machineries outright, or is will we be leasing them? If you can provide some sense.
So we are in the options open available with us to do either the leasing, or we may go for the supplier's credit, or maybe the ECB. Though we don't need a fund, we are having sufficient internal accruals. But considering the interest arbitrage available, because we are at the peak level of interest period, and we are expecting that there will be a reduction in the interest rate will be there. So we would like to take an opportunity for that on a conservative basis.
Okay, sir. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Akash from Dalal & Broach. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So, just to follow up the earlier question, sir, that 200-250 crore capex will be doing this year?
Yeah, we are completing, because we have spelled out 300 crore capex on a 3-year basis in FY22. And we are completing that capex cycle of 300 crore in this year, which will be to the tune of rupees 200 crore.
Okay, sir. And most likely that will be funded out of debt?
No, that will be funded. I think we are having sufficient internal accruals, but to some extent we may avail the ECB because we are having the natural hedge against that. We are at the peak, that's what I just explained a while ago, we are at the peak level of interest, so we would like to take an arbitrage of that.
Got it, sir. Sir, my second question will be the MHE order book that we have, in how much time do we expect to execute the same?
The typical execution would take place between 12 to 24 months.
12 to 54 months?
12 to 24 months. Depending on what product it is. 12 to 24.
Got it, sir. Also, sir, how much would be the replacement revenue that we must have done this quarter?
Pardon? Sorry, I can't get you.
How much would be the replacement revenue that we must have done in years?
Yeah. In Q1 FY25, my replacement, I mean the after sales revenue is 34% of my console revenue.
Okay. So, but that will include MHE as well, right?
Yeah, both put. That's what I say. It's a console revenue. 34% of my console revenue.
For years it would be?
So, I don't have the figure. Gear would be to the tune of nearly 25%, and MHE will be to the tune of 34 to 38%.
Okay. And how, what would be the percentage of customized to standardized gear this quarter?
Yeah, this quarter my customized gear is 45%, and standard gear is 55%.
Okay. And sir, one question from a long-term point of view. Like, so we saw around 18 to 20% growth in exports this quarter. So would it be safe to assume that pace of growth to continue for at least next couple of years? Because our long-term vision is, getting to that 50-50 between domestic and overseas.
Yeah. So yeah, we are quite confident cases we will have good growth from the overseas business. Let me just clarify here, because in one of our OEM customer, which we last year we fell out of 11, of which one customer has started sourcing from India from us. Instead of I export directly to that, my customer is out of Europe, we are supplying to India. So that will be considered as my domestic revenue, not my export revenue. So from April to June, that is in Q1 FY25, that number is 4 crore. And we are expecting that, for the full year, that will be to the tune of nearly 50 crore plus. So, though it is an export, but here, because that company has, established one, their subsidiary here for sourcing of material from India, and accordingly, they are consolidating that requirement and, exporting to their parent company.
Got it. So, that 50 crore revenue shift will be there from our export segment to domestic. But
yeah.
Overall, I mean, we can grow at a 15-20% rate in terms of exports, right?
Yeah. That is, 15% plus is, because this quarter we did 18% growth. That also without considering this 4 crore of, supply to domestic, though ultimately it is getting exported.
Got it. And one last question, sir. Our gross margins almost touched 49 to 50% this year, 49.8, I think. So, would those margins be sustainable?
45% gross margin is quite sustainable. So, it is all depend upon the product mix. So, accordingly, that, you know, the gross margin varies.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Our next question is from Nirav Vasa from ASK Investment Management. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, sir, and thank you very much for the opportunity. So we are having an order backlog of around 950 crore rupees end Q1 FY25. I just wanted to check what can be our bid pipeline. If you can state that number, it would be really helpful.
So I didn't understand your question properly.
Sir, the confirmed order backlog that we have is of around 950 crore rupees end Q1 FY25.
Correct, right.
Would it be possible for you to prescribe any number to the live inquiries which are either at tendering stage or at negotiation stage?
It will be difficult to, you know, just spell out that number because sometimes what happened, I do have the inquiry available. But some of that, it is only on the budgetary level only, at the customer level. So which may take his own time to reach to a conclusion level from the customer side. So even if I give any number, that will not be so much fruitful to, you know, give any judgment or any estimations about the revenue or the order inflow for us.
Got it. Thank you very much.
But all I can say is that there is, after the election results, we are seeing a very positive traction and a good set of order inflow plus inquiries have been generated.
Thank you, sir. That is really helpful.
Thank you. Our next question is from Khushbu Gandhi from Share India Securities. Please go ahead.
Firstly, on the export front, we have been quoting that we have already been signed prototype orders for 11 OEMs, of which you have given a clarity on one of the OEMs. So can you give us any data or further details about the 10 OEMs where we have been supplying the prototypes? Are the products been approved or are in the final stage of approval?
Yeah. We can give you the information, but generally speaking, all I can say is that those are under process right now. Majority of them are being executed, okay, where the first prototypes are being built, tested within our company before we give it to the customer to actually put it to use in the field. And then get a response from them, after which the normal deliveries or regular deliveries will start off. This is a period which normally takes 1 year to 18 months approximately to finish or to start the supplies, the regular supplies. And we are today probably 6 months away from that in most of the cases.
Sir, further add here, in two of the cases, we started the commercial production and our sales to this OEM from Q1 is 12 crore, which we have exported from India to our, exported from India. And for all just what I just said a while ago, 4 crore of that order we have executed in India for that OEM supply, OEM customer, sorry.
So, and all these OEMs are from the same sector or they are from different sectors?
No, they are from different sectors.
No, sectors in what sense you mean to say?
So, as in the industries, basically like sugar, etc.
No, this is the industry to which we are supplying normally.
No, they are from different sectors because what he means is stealing,
like,
sectors.
Am I right?
Yeah, so can you give us a detail like which of the industries are from
sorry.
Which? Hello?
Sorry, you were not very clear. Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, so can you just give us a detail, like which industries are this from OEM?
Yeah, I can give an note industry from, it is there from rubber, plastic, steel, pump, packing, gas and energy. These are the sectors. And the commercial chain.
Okay. And now since the election has ended, and we are seeing good traction in at least the orders from the domestic side, can we expect good order inflow in the second quarter?
I would say that the real effect should be coming in the later part of the second quarter or the third quarter.
Okay, sir. And are we being conservative on giving the guidance, because last year the way we have delivered, and with the export and the MHE now gaining the traction and elections being ended, still we are focusing on only 15% guidance. Are we being too much conservative on that side?
No, we will continue with our guidance which we have given. If we will try our level best to, you know, surpass that, our guidance also. But presently it is quite premature for us. Yeah, we can give the, you know, clarity by end of Q2 when we have the Q2 earnings call.
Okay, thank you, sir, and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Our next question is from the line of Garvit Goel from Envest Analytics Advisory, LLP. Thank you.
Hi, sir. Good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, absolutely.
Congrats for good set of numbers, sir. My first question is on the recovery part. Like you mentioned in the presentation that from Q2, we will see some recovery in the domestic market. So what are the key indicators or the factors that are leading you to anticipate a demand uptick in remaining, say, 9 months of FY25? And apart from this political angle, is there any external factor that could influence the demand in the near future, sir?
Right now, the sectors which are showing traction or extremely good traction are cement, steel, and power will come into limelight in the third or fourth quarter. Okay, so, and we believe that sugar also has a potential this year to give us good, healthy number of orders.
So these are the factors that will basically drive the demand for the rest of the year, right?
Yes, cement and steel, we can see that. Power, because a lot of these orders have been given to the large equipment suppliers, so they will be ordering equipment from us probably in the third and fourth quarter. And as long as sugar is concerned, that should happen recently soon.
Wonderful. And sir, you mentioned to the earlier participant, like domestic order flow will be starting from Q2 end or Q4 or Q3 beginning. So what will drive our demand for Q2?
There are large amount of inquiries which are at present likely to get finalized within a month or so, month or maybe 2 months. And that is what we are banking on. Okay. As I told you that the inquiry levels have improved after the election results. And going forward, with the slowdown that we were seeing would further reduce as soon as the budget are announced very shortly.
And sir, secondly, on the export side, so currently we are into exports of INR 500 crore, if we do analyze the numbers, and our top line target for FY30 is 10,000 crore, of which we are looking for around 50% is from exports. So looking at the traction in the export this quarter, is it right understanding that this year is going to be the point of inflection in exports for Alicon?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the last portion of your question.
So I'm saying, looking at the traction in exports this quarter, is it a right understanding that this year is going to be the point of inflection in export for us?
Point of
inflection.
What I feel is, next year sounds to be more attractive. Okay, there are various reasons for it. First of all, we believe that the momentum that we gained this year will continue in the next year. Plus, we are expecting a large quantity of orders coming in from the marine sector next year. So I believe that we would be having a very, very healthy inflow coming, you know, next year, beginning or mid next year.
You mentioned you are expecting large orders from marine sector. So is it outside India you are talking about?
No, it would be with the defense sector.
So that is not a part of export? Right?
No, that is not part of export.
Understood, sir. And lastly, on our margin side, so in terms of competition, we are looking for sustaining our margins at these higher levels. So do you think, like, targeting such a higher margins can bring a situation of losing on the market share to the competitors, or can it be a reason for our slower growth due to higher pricing?
See, up till now, we have been able to slowly and gradually increase our market share and reduce the market share. Okay. The increase in market share is microscopic, but that also tells you that we have been able to sustain our market share. Okay. As well as we have been able to sustain our margins. And we intend to do so because we, our strategy as well as the kind of services that we render and the quality that we give to our customers. The customers are satisfied with our performance.
So going ahead also, we are focusing on sustaining our market share or slightly increasing the market share while sustaining our margin. Is that understanding correct, right?
Yes, I would say domestically we are not keen to increase our market share beyond a certain limit, because that would mean that there would be a street war with the competition, whereby our margins would deplete, and that is not what we would try to do. So the intention is that we grow, and we grow more in the export area, in the marine area, as well as we have identified other segments like high speed, etc., where we would like to grow further, so that we are able to maintain our margins and still have a reasonably healthy growth rate.
So from your commentary, I think it is understandable for next 2 to 3 years, the exports and the marine are the two areas that are going to drive our growth, right?
Yes, but there are also other areas too. Okay, so we are riding on very many horses. Okay, but these two, as you rightly said, have a very good potential. And our intention, as I said, is not only to grow, but to make sure that we are able to maintain our margins that we have earned up till now, and go further ahead, maintaining this over a period of time.
Understood, sir. Thank you very much, sir, and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. Our next question is from Mr. Mayank Bhandari from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, would it be possible for you to share the breakdown of the order book in terms of end markets?
So our end markets are generally from steel, power, cement, material handling sector, sugar is also there,
then rubber and tire and plastic. These are the sectors in which we are getting the our orders.
So percentage wise, is it possible to share them?
Yeah, we will share that also. We'll share through our SGA, our invest.
Okay. And sir, on the high speed gearbox segment, what is the progress that we have made, particularly from? I mean, as we know that that's a niche market and export also.
Thank you.
So, can you please elaborate on that?
High speed.
Yes, received that.
Yes, one more. We have received it. We just checked on it. We have received our order on high speed from a large OEM, whereby we believe the potential is large, and we are expecting that the orders would flow in for execution in the next calendar.
Okay, sir. So lastly, can you share the numbers for Redicon and Bangalore subsidiaries also, if it's possible, quarterly numbers?
Numbers means revenue and the profitability, the margin numbers?
Yeah, YOY and QOQ.
Sure. We'll do that.
Sure, sir. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Aditya Chera, InCred Asset Management. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good evening. So can you talk about what will be the key success factors in the export market within, will it be price, distribution, brand, etc.?
Sorry, can you repeat it, because unfortunately I'm not able to hear you very well.
So my question is, what will be the key success factors for the company to grow in the export market? Will it be on price or distribution or brand?
It would be none of the above. Okay, because see, price-wise, we do not create an impression with the client that we are the cheapest and therefore you should buy from us, because then they would perceive you to be like the Chinese manufacturers who sell on price. On the other hand, brand, we have not established ourselves as yet, especially in the Western regions like Europe and America. Our name brand is not that well established. So basically our intention is to give a proposal to the customer by understanding his requirements. So there is a very high concentration on supplying a solution to the customer for his needs for power transmission. Okay. The advantage that we have is we have a very large variety of products in our basket. Okay. And therefore, we can give him a solution which exactly meets his needs, rather than trying to give him a product which we have. It is selecting the right product from our basket for his requirement. Okay. As well as back it up by a very strong after sales, which is after sales service. We also provide free installation to the customer if the requirement is for large size gear units, because we believe that that way we are able to see to it that the installation is very smooth, and it brings a tremendous goodwill with the customer. So there are a lot of things that we do by providing special services to the customer, whereby, you know, the customer is happy, and you would be happy to know that almost 70% of our customers are repeated domestically as well as in the international market.
Got it, sir. That was quite helpful. And briefly, if you can talk about how the competitive intensity is right now for the export market, and maybe name some of the competitors, or if not, just talk about how the competitive intensity is relevant in the at the global export stage as of now. That's it.
See, right now our market share is microscopic in the international market. Even if you look at sectors where or in territories where we are right now operating, barring Far East as well as barring Middle East. If you consider Europe and America, as I told you, our market share is negligible, and therefore competition in those countries is not very price sensitive. It is more related to the support, delivery of the goods in time, and a proper execution of the order. So these are the things that the Western market demands, and it is not very price oriented.
Mr. Chheda, maybe...
Got it, sir. Yeah, thank you. That's it from my end.
Thank you, Mr. Chheda. Our next question is from the line of Niraj Mansinka from White Pine Investment Management Private Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity. A few things, all related. How is the OEM expected to scale up? Like, what is the potential that you see in the scale-up of the OEMs from the Europe that you're talking of, the 11 OEMs?
It varies from OEM to OEM, but all I can say is that normally an OEM will keep minimum two suppliers. Okay, that is the general trend. Okay, and therefore the intention of ours would be that going forward we grab a larger market share from the competitor of ours with the OEM and are able to bring in more business.
Any numbers on some, any one of them, a few of them, or average would be useful.
So, Trajan, what OEM business we got, we are estimating that that is of 10 to 15% of the total requirement of gearboxes. And that can go up to the 30 to 35% plus kind of thing.
Okay, that answers one side. The other thing is you said two things in the past about Russia and Indian Railways, that Russia is looking at India for gearboxes, and Indian Railways also you are trying, given products for component trials for two OEMs. So can you give the color on both of them?
Russia, you know, because of the Ukraine-Russia war, they have been sourcing these kind of equipments from Europe, which right now, because of the ban put in for supplies to Russia by Europe, the potential has opened up where Russia is trying to source heavy machinery and equipments from either India or China. They have been scouting around in a lot of situations. They are not very happy with the Chinese product. And therefore they are banking on India to supply these. We see a great potential not only in gears but also in the material handling sector for this going forward. And we have established good contacts in Russia whereby the inquiry levels have increased, and we are hopeful that we will be able to bag healthy number of orders in the future. However, we would like to go cautious with Russia considering the trade restrictions, how it will spell out in future. And accordingly, we are just going with certain our policies to get the order from Russia.
And the Indian Railways?
Pardon? Sorry, and?
The Indian Railways, you are giving us some trial for components and products.
Yes, Indian Railways, our pursuit is carrying on. We have not only given offers, but apart from that, we are also dealing with a company abroad who is supplying to the railways globally. Okay. So with both of them, we are pursuing. There are trials that are being conducted, and a few supplies have gone through. And we are waiting for some major orders to come.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you all for joining this call and showing your interest in Elecon Engineering. We are at a pivotal moment of transformation driven by our continuous investments in technology and innovation. Our commitment to staying at the industry's forefront is unwavering. This quarter marks the beginning of our ambitious plan to significantly expand our international revenue share, paving the way for a brighter future for our organization. With this, I would end the call. Should you have any additional inquiries, please feel free to reach out to our CFO, Mr. Narasimhan Raghunathan, or SGA, our investor relations firm. Your participation is greatly valued. Thank you all.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Asian Market Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.